The next dua that we focus on is the dua that we recite before meals. When something eatable was presented to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say, Alhamdulillah alladhi razaqani min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwah. All praise belongs to Allah who provided me the sustenance without my effort and strength. This is an acknowledgement of our inability on our own part to secure food because of our lack of strength. So this is sunnah to express these words when something edible is presented before one. And this sentence distinguishes a Muslim from a non-believer. And they say, I slave from Allah from a negligent person. A Muslim acknowledges that Allah has given him provision and that he could not have attained it on his own. And a non-Muslim takes credit for it by saying that I've worked for this. This is through my own ability. The Quran mentions Qarun, a very rich man. The keys of his treasures were carried by several groups of his servants. However, his wealth made him arrogant. And when he was advised to think of the poor, what was his response? What did he say? What was his attitude in this regard? He said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I've been given this on account of my knowledge. This was the thinking of Qarun, and it is the thinking of the disbelievers up until today. And when Qarun walked with his huge entourage of servants, people would say, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Would that we love that we have what Qarun has been given. Surely he is a man of mighty good fortune. However, not long after that, Allah punished him and he and his treasures were swallowed in the earth. So non-Muslim thinks that whatever he gets is through his own effort and mind. A Muslim knows that Allah's bounties is what has been the means to this. No personal contribution except in the means that we've gathered it. And added to that, we know that the strength that we used to gather this was a strength given through Allah. And if he had to withdraw that, we'd never be able to fulfill any task. A shopkeeper can open his doors, but the ability to do that is the strength from Allah. And even after he opens his doors, the power to call the customers there, it's not within his hands. Only Allah sends them. And so many shopkeepers would agree with that. The season is over for those that are involved in clothing. The busy season is the festive season of December. People shop throughout, culminating perhaps with the 25th of December. And this is the period where shops are most busy. Now, how can you estimate how many customers are going to come? Or how can you bring more people? It is Allah who sends the customers. Allah has made the system. Then a person may come into a store, but he doesn't find what he wants, so he is unable to purchase what he wants. And sometimes someone comes and within moments they see something and they purchase it. This is all the system of Allah. The buyers go to the market, they buy what they need with their money. If there were no markets, money could do nothing for them. The whole system is created by Allah. When food was served to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he, the dua, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drew our attention to, as though he was saying that it was my Allah's blessings that has brought this to me. Allah is the one who provides strength to the body to enable a person to earn a livelihood. Allah makes the means effective and enables a person to use his earnings to his benefit and comfort. So in short, everything from beginning to end is done through Allah's will. The rest is merely an apparent excuse or showpiece. And that is what is implied. Alhamdulillah alladhi razaqani min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. All praise to Allah who has provided me sustenance without my power or strength. This is one of the du'as that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made. Another du'a, Allahumma barik li fihi wa an'imni khayran minhu. Allah bless me in it and grant me better than this next time. So we're asking for the blessings, requesting for blessings in Allah's gift. For our blessings, the sustenance will be of no benefit to satiate. Barakah, blessing, means that with little provision, much benefit. So we ask for barakah, that the food might prove ample for one. But without the blessings of Allah, it will never satisfy you. The other meaning also is that food should be properly digested and prove to be invigorating. It should not cause illness or pain. Sometimes you eat the most delicious foods, but it causes your stomach to cramp. It lacks benefit. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a dua, which we learn from this, that we need to get the benefit of the food. There are numerous ahadis which speaks about what we should say. Bismillah wa ala barakatillah, in the name of Allah, and I beg the blessings of Allah. Then while we're eating, food sticks onto the fingers. After finishing our meal, lick your fingers yourself. Even get your spouse to do it. It's mentioned in the hadith. In this way, you're not showing contempt to the sustenance of Allah. If you wash your hands without licking your fingers, then you will wash down the drain, the food that is stuck on the fingers, and this is disrespectful. There's also a second advantage to licking the fingers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we do not know which portion of the food has barakah. It's possible that barakah was not in what you had eaten, but it was stuck to the fingers, and by licking the fingers, you attain the barakah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not use all five fingers to eat. He ate with three fingers and took small morsels. And most of the time, generally, dry meals were served. And when food was served, he first made the dua for barakah, and then he said, "Wan'amni khayran minhu," and grant me better than this next time. We are never independent of the grants of Allah. We seek from Allah all the time, and this is a sign of servitude to Allah. Sahih al-Bukhari had the narration of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, that he was having a bath and a swarm of gold locusts fell on him, and he began to collect them, and Allah said, "Oh Ayyub, I've already given you so much, yet you run to collect the gold." And he said, "Indeed, O my Rabb, I cannot even show gratitude for that, but while you send more, I'm not without need of your blessings. While you send more, I'm not in need of not independent of your blessings. I'm always in need of your blessings. It is my duty to receive. Allahumma la ghina bi an barakatik ya Rabbi." It is my duty to receive as a needy person when you bestow. And therefore, it is not appropriate that when good food is served, one becomes arrogant and imagines that he can dispense with other food. Sayyidina Ayyub radiallahu anhu, rahim alayhi salatu wasalam, rejects the idea that, I don't need to show any dependence. What he was saying, I cannot show gratitude for what you have given me, but I cannot even do without your further blessings. I continue to beg of you, Ya Allah, to give me even better. So we need to observe when food is being served, the dua, which acknowledges, we are saying that, "Oh Allah, this is your grant. I thank you for this. I praise you. My efforts has not produced this. I ask your blessings, and I beg you to give me better than this next time." And surely Allah will put blessings in what He has given us.